Well, I mean, it doesn't change. I think we have already been in playoff mode. You know, lose and you're out. So it's just another game. You know, Coach Trestman has been saying it, you know, the whole year that, you know, every game is important, and you know, it's one game seasons, and we have another opportunity against Philadelphia Sunday Night Football to, you know, take another step closer to our goals. For me, I mean, I was crushed in the locker room, and you know, what's special about this locker room? You know, you don't always have to beat a guy. You know, whether it's making a play or, you know, taking on a leadership role. And, you know, I got to admit that I was really crushed after that game. And I just remember sitting in the corner of the locker room and may even had tears in my eyes. And Phil Emery just came and, you know, patted me on my head. He always leaves me alone when I'm in that mode, when I'm after games, when we lose. And he knows when I'm really frustrated. And this time he came and just picked me up a little bit and, you know, said we still got a chance. And after that, you know, I hit the showers and, you know, let it go. And, you know, that says a lot about this team. It's a trickle-down effect, you know. So guys just understands, you know, the nature of the business, and guys are there for each other in this locker room. Well, the only anxiety for me was, you know, depending on someone else. You know, so now that we control our own destiny, you know, I'm kind of at ease and, you know, really focused on Philadelphia. You know, it actually makes it easier that, you know, we're in this position right now. You know, I didn't want to be in the same position as last year. We had to wait to the last game of the season. I remember that feeling, all of us riding on that bus. I think we were coming from Detroit and just watching the game, and it was, like, so devastating. It's one of the worst feelings I've had in my career. So it feels good not to be in that position. But, you know, we got our work cut out for us. You know, a really talented team, and taking away the ball on the defense side. You know, we know what their offense is about, averaging almost like 80 plays a game. So it's not going to be easy, you know. But, you know, it's the next one up, and we got to take care of business in Philadelphia. Yeah, I mean, the philosophy used to be, you know, run the ball and play great defense. You know, you have a championship team. But now, you know, I think with coaches like Trestman, you know, they're finding ways and to get the job done when certain things happen. Like for us, we got the injury bug on the defensive side. So coach is doing a great job of and the guys are doing a great job of finding ways to win, you know, picking it up on special teams, you know, offensively, you know, picking it up, you know, gelling at the right time, defensively, you know, getting a pick here or coming up with a big stop, doing enough to keep us in the game, or even playing great enough to where, you know, they can win the game for us. So our coaches don't get enough credit, but they really done a great job this year of keeping things together. I'll keep my game plan the same. You know, it's tough. You know, Lance will probably, you know, there might be a little rust there and a little transitional period there, you know, maybe in the first quarter or so, but we all know what Lance is capable of doing. You know, he's a monster out there, and, you know, I wouldn't test Lance too much, you know. You know, his history says enough. Yeah, well, for us, you know, the science of our football doesn't change, so it doesn't matter who we're playing. You know, we're going to play our football. So the same routes and same concepts, you know, same formations. You know, we're going to get to that. You know. So there may be one or two things that, you know, we tweak here and there, but for the most part, you know, our football is our football. So we try to focus more on ourselves than the opponent. You know, like I used to say last year, some days is a shot glass, some days is a wheelbarrow. So, you know, last week, you know, Greg Jennings had a big day, but doesn't mean that Alshon or myself will do the same. We may get the game, we may get it done in a running game. You never know, or special teams or the defense, you know. So I'm not licking my chops. You know, this is a playoff game, and those guys are going to give us their best shot. Selfishness, You know, I've learned as a receiver, I mean, there's two parts to it. You know, one, that's the juicy answer. I like to say that. I'm glad you asked that. I've been waiting to use that since OTAs. But, like, when the running game's doing good, you know, it opens it up, you know. And now there's a special part. There's a special something going on in this locker room where guys just want to see each other succeed. So I want to see Matt Forte have the best year he ever had, you know, and it's a trickle-down effect, you know. The individual stuff helps the organization, the team. So when you see Alshon balling and Martellus, you know, having his career, a career year, Matt Forte having a career year, it makes it so much easier for everybody. So a lot of selfishness. I want to win, and I get open easier. When you look at the way I'm built, 6'5", 230 pounds, you know, I think, you know, my size is what separates me. You know, I also have a wit to my game, you know, understanding the holes to sit in, how to make plays off schedule. But for me, you know, that's my hedgehog, you know, Jim Collins. I know you guys probably heard the book, Good to Great. You know, when you look at what's the one thing that can take you from good to great, you know, you stick to that. You know, for me, it's not my speed. It's not, you know, going deep. It's really, you know, taking advantage of my size. And whether that's in a run game or in the route running to get my separation. So I just try to use what God's given me to, you know, to be the best I can be.